From the Voice of Florida Architecture, a podcast for AIA Florida, your association advocating for you. Here's our Executive Vice President, Becky Magdaleno, with this week's Advocacy Minute.
Hello, I'm Becky Magdaleno, your CEO of AIA Florida, and welcome to the Advocacy Minute. There's about 1 month left until session is scheduled to adjourn sine die. If a bill has not yet been agendaed or started its way through the process, it faces an uphill battle to be adopted. Right now, that includes Senate Bill 1452 and House Bill 1461. These bills change the regulatory scheme of the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Architecture would remain licensed and regulated under this bill. However, the Board of Architecture and Interior Design would become the Board of Architecture and Landscape Architecture. The bill also empowers the Regulatory Board to recognize MOUs that NCARB has with foreign jurisdictions. These bills remove all regulation of interior designers from Statute 481. If these bills do not move forward and die in the process, Florida Statute 481 will remain intact and there will be no changes to the regulation and licensure of architecture. This week, Senate Bill 184 by Senator Gates of Pensacola. This week, Senate Bill 184 by Senator Gates passed its final committee of reference. The bill attempts to create more affordable housing by allowing accessory dwelling units without increased parking and provides density bonuses. Senate Bill 712 by Senator Grawl was passed by the Senate Community Affairs Committee this week. The bill addresses construction regulations and was amended at this committee stop to require the Florida Building Commission to amend the Florida Building Code to be consistent with the 2024 International Building Code, recognizing tall mass timber as an allowable material for certain construction types. The bill's House companion, HB 683, was passed by the House Intergovernmental Affairs Subcommittee, where it also was amended to include the same mass timber language. This week, the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee moved forward the appointments of Charlie Clary, FAIA, Beverly Frank, AIA, and Peter W. Jones, AIA, to the Board of Architecture and Interior Design. They also moved forward the appointment of John Guerra, AIA, to the Florida Building Commission. These appointments will now move forward to the full Senate. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Advocacy Minute to keep up with the actions of the Florida legislature and their impacts on the practice of architecture. Thank you.